Bill, I believe two men actually died constructing the bridge. Do you know anything about that? Could you tell me something about that?
Yes, and also, but there was a woman that died too. Yes, not on working there, but her husband was. His name was Jim, I think. They had their camp down there, near the Punt Road down there. And she was home there, and so the fire was outside, open fire, you see. And she, they had a tent, and then they had a gum leaf stuff over the top to make a bit of a shade, you see, that type of stuff. But anyway, one day apparently that caught fire, and she apparently rushed in and got her baby and came out. She was on fire a bit, but there were some people lived close by, naming News. The boys rushed across, and she was screaming out, "Save my baby, save my baby." And she had it in her arms, you see, and her clothes were burning. They had them long dresses them times. And she threw it at him, and he caught it. But she died, and she was the wife of one of the workers. He was at work that day. He came home, and there was nothing there.
In March of 1928, the bridge was launched. Stan Park, then only 7, was there on that day.
All the dignitaries were saddled at the station, and then we all got on the train, and the train huffed and puffed across the bridge to the siding on the other side. When the at the siding that they went to, the only passenger there was one of Paddy McGinty's goats. Yeah, that's the only one there. And then we come back again, yeah.
The crossing became the vital link to connect the people of Euston and Robinvale. Bill McGinty remembers.
There was an old chap in Euston, and he had horses and drays. And he would come to Robinvale each Saturday morning when the train came in, and he would more or less unload the train and deliver it around the town. And I was one of his drivers. I was about 10. We had two wagons. And before we left at about 6 o'clock in the morning to drive over to Robinvale, he would roll me a cigarette. And I'd be sitting up there, puffing away at this cigarette, driving the horses across, very proud of myself, 10 years of age with a smoke. And when we got here, we'd take all the beer in barrels to the hotel, put it down the cellar. When that was finished, he would go in and he'd get me a raspberry drink, made with lemonade, which I'd never had in my life, and I used to wonder what made it sparkle, and I'd drink it very slowly to get rid of it, and I thought that was the great thing for the day.